And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. I'm talking about this show is down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. Hey, listen, we got a couple of cool texts. I will tell you this. Carolyn from Madison just texted in. She said, I am definitely a threat to the Democrats' version of democracy, but they are a threat to the Constitution. Yes. Yes, indeed. Carolyn, thank you so much. Rita from Scottsboro says, I voted yesterday. I took mom as well. I already read that one, didn't I? But there's another one that went voting. Where was that? Oh, shoot. Hang on a second. I got to find this one. Oh, it's Paul. Paul from Athens says, my wife and I have voted already, and yes, I wore my right side T-shirt. Nice. Love that. Scott from Huntsville says, yes, we conservatives are a threat to democracy. The majority rules. If they want to take it away, your rights and property, they will. This country is a constitutional republic. A threat to their version of democracy, I suppose. But thanks, Scott. Appreciate it. All right. Hey, listen, let me jump into it. So number one of the Triple Dipper, I'm calling it hyperbole. I mean, it was unreal last night. If you saw it, if you could sit through it, I'll be honest, it's hard to sit through one of his speeches. It just is. I mean, even down to the point that, and I know this, and I try to make myself set aside, you know, personal preferences a little bit. Try to. It's my job to focus in on this kind of stuff. But even some of his mannerisms, I'm like, what is he doing? Why is he squinting like that? Why is he getting angry? What's he scolding us for? Just give your speech, man. But literally, I mean, last night, President Biden, in what was listed as a surprise speech, meaning it had not been on the presidential's published calendar of events, it just happened. It happened in real time. And so at Union Station, the president, with a stage and flags, showed up and gave a speech. Unusual. I'm not sure why he felt the need to have to drive over to Union Station, not to speak to a big crowd. Although I'm sure there were some there. I think there was a Democrat, some kind of a Democrat a fundraiser or something going on there, but he chose to make it a big speech event. Whatever. Anyway, the bottom line was the entire speech was on why it's dangerous to let Republicans have the opportunity to vote. That's pretty much it. Why is it dangerous to have Republicans in the voting booth? Because, and they referred to us as those Mega MAGA Republicans. What does he know what MAGA means? It stands for Make America Great Again. But he literally, it was a scolding, it was self-serving, it was a fear-mongering speech, and it's as if he was in a state of denial because he didn't cover anything that Americans are worried about. All of the polls say that in a bipartisan fashion, certain things are high on the list of what voters are concerned about: the economy, crime, the southern border, the drug crisis with fentanyl, which is also streaming across the southern border. Inflation is a big, big deal. Where are we on solving any of that? Well, we don't know. Because right now, to hear that speech, the only thing that matters is those mega, mega Republicans. They are a threat to democracy. So anyway, National Review, here's the first story I've got. National Review, Jim Garrity wrote, Wednesday evening, President Biden argued that to preserve your right to vote for the candidate of your choice, you have no other option but to vote for the candidate of his choice. Pretty spot on. He says, as expected, this was a reheated version of Biden's Independence Hall speech without all the ominous red lighting in the background. Biden said he was speaking, quote, near Capitol Hill. Indeed, Union Station is near Capitol Hill, but he could have given the speech anywhere. Then he lists something. He says the speech was repetitive because all he did was use the same talking points he's used before. It was condescending, and it was, man. I mean, it was so condescending. If you're not in his camp, then you're the problem. It was like one of those pandemic of the unvaccinated kind of speeches. It was like a Darth Vader speech. And in fact, Jim Garrity here in National Review said, it's as if he was the high school principal reprimanding a bunch of misbehaving teenagers who had been caught fighting in the school parking lot. I agree. That's what it felt like. I looked at Charlene at one point. I said, what we're watching right now is the flailings of a man who knows he's going down in flames and taking his party with him. He is literally, I was trained as a lifeguard years ago. And one of the things they train you on is when you're swimming out to a potential drowning victim, someone who's flailing in the water, you have to understand that they can take you down with them in their panic. They can, and literally people who are, it becomes a fight. They teach you not to swim right up on them face to face. They teach you how to literally like pop them in one shoulder to help spin them around and then kind of tow them in where they can't get their hands around you. That's why you see lifeguards swimming sometimes with that flotation device. They actually will reach out to you with it as opposed to reaching themselves. Well, that's what I saw last night was the drowning victim. What I saw was the guy who was flailing in the water, doesn't know what to do, he's panicking, and he's given the only speech he knows how to give, which is fear. Garrity went on to say, Biden once again offered the warning that certain candidates want to take away your right to vote. That's in quotes, by the way. Take away your right to vote. Who? Who's doing that? I'm sorry. Boomer, do you recall, do you have that list of Republicans that are taking away the right to vote?
Oh, no. Nope, it's not here.
I lost my list.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, that's because it doesn't exist. Biden spoke in a strangely listless manner. He did. He kind of gave the speech like this the whole time, man. I did this whole thing. Just like grimacing and staring at the, and squinting at the teleprompter, trying hard to make sure his voice stayed on keel. Anyway, it was like that the whole time. What it basically amounted to in the National Review article, it says, was a demand that the public vote for his party, or that we would irrevocably collapse into autocracy. Yeah, that's accurate. Postmillennial had a piece on it. Postmillennial's title is, Biden delivers a divisive speech, attacks Trump, MAGA Republicans, warns of delays in counting the midterm votes. Huh. President Joe Biden, it says, gave a speech on Wednesday. Biden claimed that, quote, democracy is on the ballot. See, I'm telling you, it's not just me. All these folks are saying, these are quotations. Democracy is on the ballot. Mega, MAGA Republicans. He blamed former President Trump for differences within the electorate. This year, I hope, this is a quote, by the way. This year, I hope you'll make the future of our democracy an important part of your decision to vote and how you vote. Oh, I got news. We are. We are absolutely making the preservation of democracy. My monologue a minute ago is basically saying that we got to get out and vote, but he's saying it for just the opposite reason. We gotta be allowed to continue making changes to culture anyway. So there's a speech touted as the title of it was, I think literally on paper when they give out the press release, was touted as remarks on the state of democracy after the attack on Paul Pelosi. He conflates the nudist activist, hippie, bus-living, illegal alien, drug user with the BLM and gay pride flags outside of his old school bus who attacked Paul Pelosi in San Francisco somehow with mega, MAGA Republicans. He conflated them together. It's unbelievable. And then he goes on to say things like, we don't settle our differences in America with a riot, a mob, or a bullet, or a hammer, he said before getting Election Day all wrong and saying it'd be on November 9th and then correcting himself. Well, first of all, did he not see the riots that were taking place when BLM wanted things? And by the way, BLM got way past George Floyd, way past George Floyd. BLM was just rioting for the sake of rioting at that point. They wanted another plaza, another street with the Black Lives Matter written on it. They wanted another grant from a major corporation worried about their ESG scores. BLM rioted everywhere, but apparently it's only the mega, MAGA Republicans who riot. The speech went on. Fox News has a piece. Biden suggests that voting for Republicans is a threat to democracy. That's the headline. I kid you not. President Biden urged Democrats on Wednesday to show up at the polls during next week's midterm elections or, quote, here's the quote, allow the dark forces that thirst for power to chip away at American democracy. Are you hearing this? Well, that's you and I, y'all. That's you and I. That's me and Boomer. That's Charlene. That's all you right side ruffians. That's everybody who believes in what this show believes in. Basically, we're the problem. We are the ones who want to allow the dark forces that thirst for power. What a ridiculous speech. Recent polls, though, Fox News reports, shows voters are not buying this rhetoric amid a 40-year high inflation. While Biden's approval rating has rebounded in recent weeks, a Fox News poll this month found that Republicans lead Democrats among likely voters on the congressional preference ballot. The same poll found that 89% of voters, 89%, said they were extremely concerned about inflation and higher prices, while only 74% said the same thing about the nation's lingering political divisions. So here's my question. If 89% of voters, not Republican voters, voters, if 89% of voters said they were extremely concerned about inflation, why didn't he talk about it? Why didn't that become a part of the rhetoric? Why didn't he say, go to the polls because we're working on inflation and we're going to help you? Oh, that's right, because they're not. Because the reason why we have inflation are because of the fiscal policies that have been put in place by his administration. We have been literally just scalded, and then last night we got scolded. And it's unbelievable. I got a little more on this. We'll unpack it. I'm just telling you, folks, if you miss this speech, it's almost worth watching just to see if everything I'm saying is true. I mean, you look at it and go, Phil, there can't be that much stuff in there. There is. I'm not even scratching the surface, man. It was a 20-something minute speech. In fact, the network thought it was going to be 10. Jesse Waters was on, and he had to go to the speech thinking he was going to be gone for a few minutes. Half his show was gone when the president got through railing at the American public. Anyway, Boomer, take us to a break, brother. We'll do the break right now. We'll come right back and wrap this up. Hyperbole. That's what we got from the president last night. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative. Just plain right. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. Lots of text, lots and lots of text. What do we got in here? Junebug from Hartsell. That's right. Junebug from Hartsell says, I'm mailing my absentee ballot today. My two children who are in college will be mailing theirs tomorrow. Good job, Junebug. Thank you so much. David from Huntsville says, Biden either screams or whispers, but he always lies. Okay, there's that. Amanda from Decatur. How do you tell someone to vote in layman's terms for someone who's not ever voted and thinks their vote doesn't count anyway? I tell you what, Amanda, real quick story. Multiple stories. In this last election cycle, I have a friend who lost a city council race by one vote and found out later that two of her friends forgot to go vote. That would have changed everything. I also know a guy who's in the Alabama State Senate, a multi-county race, who lost by one vote. So let me just tell you, every vote counts. In the Bush-Gore election of 2000, when everything came down to it, it became one county in one state. I think it was Dade County, Florida, or was it Broward? Anyway, I think it was Dade. Dade County, Florida. Everything in the entire nation for the president of the United States came down to simply like 352 votes, period. Every vote counts. You just tell them. It just does. Jenny from Decatur, she texts in and says, what was he doing campaigning on national television on We the People's Dime? Blatant hypocrisy. I get it. And then Paul from Athens says, he was in the basement. Yeah, okay, there's that. What else we got here? Tracy from Athens says, who's he calling dark forces? We're the right and full of light. Positive Christian values is exactly what this great country needs to get back to. He's the party of gloom, doom, and destruction. I agree with that. I agree. I got a caller on line one. Is that Jeff? Jeff from Indiana. How you doing, brother?
Doing great, Phil.
Good. What's on your mind, buddy?
I guess they're trying to redefine words again. The definition of democracy is basically you voting for who you want to vote for. so I guess if you don't vote for Democrats, you're not it's not a democracy, apparently.
Apparently not. I mean, literally, and freedom of speech is also being able to express your view, but you're not allowed to dissent, according to them right now.
Exactly. And then when he said this is the most legal election in history, and stuff, the 2020, I thought, no, because it was an illegal election because people changed the voting rules who did not legally have the right to do so. So it can't be a legal election.
That's exactly right.
Definition.
And the idea that we're not allowed to question, I mean, questioning is part of freedom of speech, freedom of expression. You're allowed to. And so, I mean, the whole thing, I mean, apparently, Jeff, you and I and all the right side ruffians, we are a threat to democracy.
Of course. Yeah, if you're not voting Democrat, you are a threat to their power and political. But the thing about it is, I think he must have been, his teleprompter must have been just getting a reflection of him, because he was looking right at it and saying the things that he was, you know, he's saying the things about the Democrat Party that, you know, trying to. Oh my gosh, it was unreal.
And he was squinting hard too, man. I mean, they got to get the guy some contact lenses or something. He was squinting like he couldn't see that teleprompter. It was bad.
Yeah, and talking about the oligarch, or well, what was he calling it? The not a democracy, but
the Russian oligarchs.
What he was calling? I can't remember the definition for, you know, one party rule, one.
Oh, yeah, the autocrats.
Autocrats, yeah. And I thought, if anybody's an autocrat, my gosh, the Democrats. that's what they're pushing.
That guy's got more autocrat executive orders out there than any president before him. But yeah, you're so right. All right, Jeff, you still off the road today?
I'm getting ready to come your way.
All right, well, you be careful, man.
All right, bud, you have a good one.
You too now. Well, listen, let me wrap this thing up, because I don't want to spend a whole hour on that speech, but I will tell you this. Like Town Hall, Katie Pavlich wrote a piece where she included the tweets of other people in it, and she says, President Biden made his way to crime-ridden Union Station. It was previously an unscheduled trip put on the Democratic National Committee in a last-ditch effort to convince voters Trump Republicans and democracy are on the ballot. And then somebody tweeted out saying, hello from the Columbus Club inside Union Station, in which President Biden will soon be speaking about protecting our democracy. Just a few steps from here is the main atrium where stabbings, shootings, and D.C.'s homeless crisis got so bad that Starbucks shut down in July. You know, the irony. The irony meter should be pegged out when you see stuff like that. And, you know, the things that went on, she also points out Biden falsely accused Republicans of oppressing voters. Currently in Georgia, voter turnout has hit records, rivaling all presidential election levels after Republicans passed voter integrity laws that he excoriated. And the tweet that follows it is, Biden accuses extreme MAGA Republicans, in quotes, of trying to, quote, suppress the rights of voters and subvert the electoral system itself, and deciding whether your vote even counts instead of waiting until election is over. They're starting now. What does he talk about? Nothing but fear. That's what he's talking about. Red State, to wrap this up, Red State says, instead of focusing on something, anything, that the vast majority of Americans care about, Joe Biden delivered a primetime speech Wednesday night that was yet another disgusting display of using his office to characterize those who disagree with him politically as a, quote, threat to democracy, and to tell voters that they must vote for the Democrat Party in the upcoming election, or our very existence as a country is in peril. I'm telling you, when I labeled this section as hyperbole, that's what it was. It was like hyperbole on steroids. It was the most over the top. And by the way, with the exception of people like me talking about it, is anybody talking about it today? I mean, is it one of those speeches that you think is resonating with the American public? Like, people are walking away inspired. Did you see the president's speech, man? That was so good. Let's go get a cup of coffee and analyze the president's speech. Nobody's doing that. The only ones really doing it are people like me who get paid to talk about this stuff. And I guarantee you, that speech is not going to go down in history as one of those that will be remembered and framed in the Smithsonian, where people will take their children to look at it and stand in awe of the ability to communicate the major issues of the day. No, ain't going to happen. It was hyperbole, and it was a waste of time. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, changing gears when we get back. Y'all stay tuned.